Today, we will discuss what steps to take if you get gluten so badly that you're still having stomach pain 2 months later. Hello, I'm Rochelle Carlson with This Crazy Celiac Life, where we talk about all things celiac. So, Joshua got gluten on two separate days during the week of September 13th. Buy pumpkin spiced Cheerios. Yes, they're supposed to be gluten-free, and yes, Joshua had eaten regular Cheerios many times in the past year and a half with no problems. Here's a side note. Cheerios may say gluten-free on the box, and they may be a proud sponsor of the Celiac Disease Foundation, but that does not mean that their cereal is certified gluten-free or safe for celiacs. Back to our story. So Josh ate the Cheerios on September 14th, and he did not have a huge immediate reaction. He didn't feel well, but that's not unusual for him. A couple of days later, however, he ate another bowl of the pumpkin spice Cheerios, and he had an immediate severe reaction. Nausea, diarrhea, vomiting. He was so sick. In the past, when he's been accidentally glutened, it took him 3, maybe 4, 5, 6 days to recover to get back to normal. But this time, 1 week went by, and then 2, and he still didn't feel better. I called our gastroenterologist and got an appointment. She asked us lots of questions and palpated Josh's stomach, and then sent us over for a full blood workup. A few days later, they came back all good. But he was still having a great deal of pain and still felt glutened. The doctor then prescribed an intestinal relaxant and 2 pain relievers plus digestive enzymes. He took these for about a week without much relief, if any. I had to do more, so we put him on a very bland diet of chicken, eggs, and squash, plus pro and prebiotics, liquid acidophilus, heart of aloe with a bunch of added soothing herbs like turmeric and slippery elm. It took all of October and most of November for Joshua to feel back to normal. Now, normal doesn't mean he feels good. He has pain in his stomach every day. On the pain scale from 1 to 10, 1 being no pain and 10 being excruciating, he usually sits about 2 or 3. With the last glutening, he was 6 to 7 every day for 8 weeks. Finally, he has dropped back down to 2 or 3. We are not stopping there, though. I will not stop until Joshua is pain-free. In November, he went into the hospital for an ultrasound to rule out other organs being the cause for his stomach pain. It came back clear. Today, we took him off all pain medications and digestive aids to clear his system for a SIBO breath test. He has to be off everything for 2 weeks to get an accurate test. This is hard because he's doing fairly well now, after being sick for so long, and I hate to change anything when he's doing okay. But we have to rule out the small bowel intestinal bacteria overgrowth. If the test comes back positive, we'll have to decide on whether to treat with antibiotics or diet, and I'm leaning towards trying diet first. I really don't want to kill off all the good digestive bacteria in his gut, along with the bad bacteria, so changing his diet sounds more reasonable to me. We will start on a low FODMAPs diet. We are going to include small amounts of fermented food and bone broths. I really hope he doesn't have SIBO though. We'll see. If the test comes back negative, we're still planning on doing the FODMAPs diet for 3 months. Remember, our goal is to get Joshua down to a 0 pain level. My question to you, our listener, is, have you done a SIBO breath test? Let us know at Rochelle@thiscrazyceliaclife.com. Or leave me a message at anchor.fm/TCCL/message. As always, we are very grateful for all the listeners that we have all across the world. We've got listeners in the United States, Germany, Canada, United Kingdom, New Zealand, Australia, Uruguay, Switzerland, United Arab Emirates, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Ireland, Qatar, Spain, Singapore, Poland, Panama, India, and Brazil. Thank you so much for listening. Talk to you later.